Have you been eating well, taking care of yourself? It does take more planning and effort these days, and there is help out there. The Hawaii Food Bank, working on Oahu and Kauai, partners with Maui Food Bank and Hawaii Food Basket to at least make sure that no one is going hungry. Let's hear now from Ron Mizutani, President and CEO, Hawaii Food Bank, about what that effort's been like. Lately, he's been partnering with farmers to get the job done.
We're very happy and proud about the Hawaii Farm Bureau relationship that we built during the pandemic. We had committed to $200,000 to purchase locally grown produce to keep our farmers farming, and knowing the needs that they had been shut down because restaurants had closed and hotels had stopped receiving their products. We wanted to be a part of the conversation to say, hey, we need you. We're going to need you not only during a pandemic, but if we want to be self-sustaining as a state and as a community, we need our farmers to have incentives. Anyway, it's something that Brian Miyamoto and I talked about. We had a vision, and it came to fruition very quickly. And as of yesterday, we have extended that commitment of $200,000, and we've gone north of almost $950,000. And all that pumped right back into our local farmers. About 26 farmers now have been benefited from this initiative. And those who receive fresh produce, I mean, just because you're hungry doesn't mean you can't eat healthy.
Is this setting up some kind of sturdy pipeline, sort of a system for the future?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I wanted to do even before the legislative session started last session. All of us recognize if we want to be self-sustaining as a community and as a state, our farmers need to be a part of that conversation. We want to sit by their sides and be a voice with them and be an advocate. It's something that I'm passionate about. And I changed the way we do distributions as well here at Hawaii Food Bank because I want to be a part of the nutrition conversation.
Before COVID, most of your food was donated, is that correct? And could you describe the change in how the system operates now for you?
Yeah, all food banks are structured that way. No, food banks exist because of donations, and we survive only through donations. Our annual budget for food purchasing is $400,000 because we get donations for the community, we do food drives, we get relationships with our distributors and our local retailers and our local farmers. So on a blue sky day, that's how we survive. We get donations, we sort through them, make sure they're safe, and then we distribute. COVID arrives and our donations came to a screeching halt in many cases, especially from our farmers. So we had to purchase like never before, and we continue to do so. So with an annual budget of $400,000, you're looking at maybe a monthly spend of about $33,000 to $35,000. During COVID now, because we're not getting any donations, and this increase in demand has been so staggering, as of yesterday afternoon, $5.9 million just to purchase food to match supply and demand.
Where's that money coming from?
Donations. We are so grateful for our community for responding so favorably to our mission. We know their generosity is not going to continue forever. So yeah, we've been able to match purchasing with donations. But again, we can't keep that business model going. It's just not sustainable that way. We have to find different ways to get food into our warehouse so that we can get it to our families. The city partnered with us to do those Aloha Stadium distributions. And part of that was a $1 million match that they did through CARES Act money with Hawaii Community Foundation and Bank of Hawaii Foundation. We were able to execute those 14 distributions because of those funds. Enormous, enormous undertaking. And really just a lot of learning lessons for us as a food bank team. There's no dignity in waiting 7 hours for food. So we've become more efficient in those mass distributions. 2 weeks ago now, we started to see some CARES Act money. Prior to that, we didn't see any CARES Act money come our way. On the state side, it was a little slow moving, I'll be very honest. I'm not going to say we stopped asking, but we just kept pounding the pavement knowing that we had to keep going. Now that we have been in contact with the state and federal money is coming our way through the food bank network, Hawaii Food Bank, Oahu, Kauai receiving just about $3 million in CARES Act money. Maui Food Bank is receiving as well as the food basket on Hawaii Island. And HCF, Hawaii Community Foundation, is providing a 10% match to that. The reality of CARES Act money, a lot of folks may not understand it, and it's very complicated, is that it has to be spent in a certain window. Now, here we're in October. We are only receiving these funds now. Our window of spend or opportunity to make use of these federal monies is even smaller. And that's been frustrating, frankly. And a lot of the nonprofits have felt that pain, businesses as well, including folks at home. A lot of federal money has just kind of sat idle, or at least it appears that way.
What was the problem there?
I don't know. It's been very frustrating to witness. I don't know.
Were there onerous reporting requirements? You just didn't ever get responses to inquiries?
A little bit of all. Lack of transparency in some ways. Very little communication going out to community, not just, again, nonprofit. Our congressional leaders, I've been in contact with all of them throughout this whole pandemic. But, you know, it's at the state level that has to execute. And again, it didn't happen as quickly as a lot of folks would want. We're grateful, though. We have such a strong, loyal donor base that allowed us to continue to serve. If not, we would all be in a world of hurt, including the state. Frankly, nonprofits have carried the day. Not in all ways, but in a lot of ways. We've all come together, our donor base, as well as the communities and new donors. We've cultivated new relationships. But at the end of the day, if it weren't for nonprofits, a lot of families would be suffering even more.
In your experience, how many coming to the food bank are like first timers, Ron?
Oh, gosh. So to give you an idea, and that's a great question because, you know, hunger noise is not one of those subjects that someone's going to raise their hand. There's a tremendous amount of shame that comes with hunger. And I understand that. My mom was a single parent who worked three jobs to provide my sister and I with the best lives that she could provide. She's my hero and will always be my hero. But I know what it's like to go to sleep just eating rice, shoyu, and Vienna sausage. That was supper for many nights. And that was all good. And I'm grateful for that. But at the same time, when I would go to school and hear my friends talk about, you know, they had spaghetti or steak or what have you, and I just would not participate because I couldn't. And, you know, on a very smaller scale. I mean, there are folks who the only meal they're receiving is at school. But I get it. And I understand that it takes a tremendous amount of courage to raise your hand. For COVID, what we saw at the stadium, and we try to be respectful as we can to every vehicle that comes through. And I ask our volunteers, please do not judge. If they come up in a Tesla, do not judge them, a BMW. These are families who never thought they would need assistance, let alone stand in line for food. You're not going to wait in line 6 or 7 hours for food if you didn't need it. We saw it during the government shutdown when TSA workers were lining up outside with tears in their eyes in uniform. Coast Guard personnel, new faces of hunger, never thinking they'd raise their hand. COVID is, you can't even imagine, humbling to watch our team execute, but at the same time, it has been life-changing for me in my professional life.
How's your staff? Holding up okay?
Let me share with you some phenomenal, staggering numbers. Since mid-March, which is when we first started our first case, till yesterday, we have distributed 14,300,000 pounds of food in 6.5 months. That comes out to probably about 100,000 pounds every day. In May alone, we distributed 144,000 pounds every single day. We do 40,000 on a blue sky day. It's crazy.
How many people are employed at your place?
We have 52 people. That also counts Kauai 7. Wow. We don't do this without volunteers. Our volunteers have not stopped serving as well.
I hope you're all prepared to do this for an extended period of time, Ron.
Yeah.
What worries you ahead?
I'll be very honest. My biggest worry every day is that everybody out there is safe in our warehouse.
Ron Mizutani is president and CEO of Hawaii Food Bank. He says protocols are in place should a COVID positive be found. Pop-up food distributions continue daily. Check the Hawaii Food Bank website to connect to food near you. It is a treasure trove of information, that website.